The Adventure Down by the Railroad Tracks. Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. We rejoin Trevor and Craig, who have been playing video games up in Trevor's room. This has been going on a while, and now it's time for lunch. They went down and had lunch prepared by Trevor's mom. They had sandwiches, some fruit, and some milk. After lunch, they had the same challenge of finding something interesting to do. After lunch, they jumped on the bikes and rode through the neighborhood. Sometimes they went fairly fast. They were careful about traffic, but there were not a lot of cars. After a while, they got to the railroad tracks, which were on the edge of town. When they got to the railroad tracks, they walked their bikes along the track roadbed area and set them aside in the bushes, out of the way. They then walked down the tracks looking for anything that might be interesting. What do you think we'll find? I don't know. Let's look very carefully. Maybe we'll find something valuable. As they walked down the tracks, Trevor picked up a rock and put it on the rail of the railroad tracks and then continued on his way. Every now and then, he would put a rock on the rail. Craig thought this was interesting. I wonder what would happen when a train ran over these rocks. They knew that trains were very heavy and would probably be going fairly fast. Wonder what it would do to these rocks. So the two of them put a dozen or more rocks on the rails over a fairly long distance. And then Trevor found a railroad spike. It was about this long. It was rusty, but it was fairly straight. And he now had a souvenir. He's going to take it with him. They kept walking, and then Trevor got this idea of putting the railroad spike on the rail. It was a little after that they heard a train whistle in the distance. Wow! We get to see what happens when the train runs over these rocks. So they hid in the bushes. They hid out of sight. Craig was wishing that they had hid their bicycles better. But no time to worry about that. The train was coming. They stayed hidden. The train was a very long freight train. It was very heavy, and it wasn't going very fast. As it came close, they peeked at it, and they saw it hit the first rock. The rock turned to powder. And then the next one. Some of the rocks were knocked off by the wheels, but most of them were completely pulverized. They were turned to a fine powder with a pop sound. This was very entertaining to the boys. And then the train got to the railroad spike. When the train hit the railroad spike, there was a very different sound. It was a ringing, squeaking sound, and the railroad spike was shot out from under the wheel of the train. It was squeezed by the wheel of the train and the massive weight of the train, and it shot out. It flew a very long distance. The train continued down the tracks and eventually disappeared. the boys, after waiting for the train to be out of sight, went to the tracks to inspect their work. They could not find a mark on the tracks. The tracks were fine. Not a scratch. There were areas of dust from where the rocks had been crushed, but nothing else to be seen. Trevor started putting more rocks on the rails. And Craig said, you know, I'm not sure we should be doing that. That might not be good to put rocks on the rails. Trevor said, oh, don't worry about it. It's fine. Let's find that railroad spike. So they searched around the tracks, the roadbed. They had a hard time, but they eventually found it. Now, the railroad spike didn't look much like a railroad spike anymore. The head was intact, but the pointed end of the railroad spike had been tapered to a very flat shape. It was wider and flatter, and the two sides in the flattened area were polished mirror shiny smooth. They were surprised. It looked to them like the spike had caught under the wheel, had been squeezed by the tremendous weight, but then had been shot out into the brush. It matched what they observed. Trevor grabbed the railroad spike and took it. He had a souvenir. He's taking that home. So they decided to walk back to their bikes and go on home. As they were walking back, they caught sight of something down the tracks, on the tracks, and it was coming closer. It wasn't a train, it was a car, an open car. It was yellow, and as it came closer, they could see that it had two men in it. It came right up to them and stopped. Both men got out of the car. The car had been riding on the rails. It was owned by the railroad. One of the men turned to the boys quickly and said, "You've been putting rocks on the rails, haven't you?" Trevor said, "No, we didn't." He said, "Don't you lie to me, boy. I know you did it. I got reports from the train that just came through here that a couple of boys were putting rocks on the rails. That's illegal. You want me to take you into the police?" "No, no, no. Have you learned your lesson?" "Yes, yes, we did. We learned." "So now you get out of here. You're not supposed to be on this railroad bed anyway. This is owned by the railroad. This is not a place for kids to play. Get out of here." The boys ran to their bikes. But Trevor still had that flat railroad spike. They got on their bikes and they rode home. When they got home, Craig complained to Trevor, "You're getting us in a lot of trouble today." He said, "Yeah, I know." He said, "But at least this time you didn't blame it on me." No, that wouldn't have been right. They went back upstairs and fired up the video game. That's enough excitement for today. It became clear to both boys that it was probably safer for them to play a video game than go play on the railroad tracks. That's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite comments below. We encourage people to like and subscribe to the channel. We appreciate that. And I invite you to come join us in future videos. See you soon. Bye.